Late last week, terrorism made another ugly appearance in France. French high school teacher Samuel Paty was beheaded by an extremist due to his teachings on freedom of expression. Pat Fordham caught up with head of counter-terrorism at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Leanne Close, and asked whether this event will prompt further counter-terrorism measures.
What will happen is the French authorities will absolutely be looking at all of the associates, friends and family of the offender, but also the victim as well, and trying to understand the linkage between the offender and how he came to know about the teacher in this case and what the motivation was. Clearly it was focused on the cartoons or the material around other terrorist attacks and the Charlie Hebdo events, etc. So our authorities already do that generally to make sure there's nothing that they've missed in terms of his history or potential for violence.
Just looking at the perpetrators of this attack, was this a lone wolf attack? Did it involve an organised group of people?
Well, it's quite early to say. At this stage, just looking at some of the media reporting, it appears that it was a lone actor. There were no other incidents by other people at that point. Having said that, though, French authorities have arrested and are speaking to a number of his associates and family members to see whether he was encouraged, how he got the information about this, about the teacher, the victim, Samuel Paty, and just generally having a look at trying to understand, as I said, his motivation and were there other people either involved in the planning or, in a worst-case scenario, are there other actions from associates, family, people that he knows for potential other targets.
And obviously in France we've seen this sort of behaviour happen quite a lot. With like obviously the Charlie Hebdo scenario and this obviously sort of leads on from that. Mm. Is France sort of a case here of this happening, or could it happen in other countries around the world? Is it likely to happen in other countries around the world?
Oh, France is definitely not alone in this situation. There's been dozens of attacks in Europe over recent years. There's been a heightened threat of extremist Islamic extremism, particularly in Europe. Obviously, Australia's experienced that as well for a number of decades, probably more recently, looking at the last 20 decades on the back of September 11 in the US. Since that time, there's been lots of arrests around the globe with people wanting to support Islamic violent extremism actions. As I said, Australia hasn't been immune from that, with 7 attacks here since 2014 alone, and a number of disrupted attacks by our intelligence and law enforcement authorities. In France and other parts of Europe, there has been a continuing threat, and I think a lot of it does come down in some respects to the integration or lack thereof between some Muslim extremists in the country and what social cohesion looks like and their perspective of anti-government sentiment. So France is not alone in this, and everybody has to be really vigilant when we're looking at extremism.
How good is France with their counter-terrorism operations, and how did this manage to slip through the cracks of their government agencies?
Be really hard. If it is a lone actor, then you can't read a person's mind, Pat. You have to look at all of the other factors. Have they come to notice of police? Are there reports coming from community members that there's concerns about this potential offender? So it is extremely difficult sometimes, and people can slip through the cracks, which is why it's so important that intel and law enforcement agencies are speaking with community members, garnering their support, continuing to get information from members in Australia's case, we've got the National Security Hotline, for example, which is a really great resource for people who have got concerns about individuals. But as I said, you can't read a person's mind, and for someone to become radicalised or want to commit a violent action, that can turn around in a person's mind pretty quickly, which potentially is what we've seen here.
Where does this leave educators and people in general in regard to free speech on the issue?
Look, I think it does events like these and these terrorist actions are designed to make people fear those sorts of reprisals or copycat type incidents that, you know, that and to just generate fear within societies. So I can understand that there would be teachers who are fearful. In Australia, again, we have great relationships between our education departments, our teachers, who know where they can go to get some help and guidance on things. There's education for them around what to say and what not to say. But having said that, we've also got to be careful that we're not stopping free expression and allowing people to have healthy debates about, in this case, what those caricatures meant and why some people found it offensive or not.
Head of Counterterrorism at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Leanne Close, speaking there with Pat Fordham.